Chapter 17: The Perfect Crime. Gerard smiled happily at Chief of Police Phil Dowland and said, "Can't you guess?" Single quote. About Samuel Bruno's murder, Dowland asked, "You think his son, Charles, did it, don't you?" He didn't like Gerard because he was a private detective and he didn't work by police rules. "No," Gerard's smile grew wider, "but I think he did another murder. Do you know Guy Haynes?" Single quote. "Yes," Dowland said. "His wife was murdered last June. Guy Haynes and Charles Bruno met on a train to Santa Fe 10 days before Miriam Haynes died." Gerard said, "You think Bruno killed her?" Dowland asked. "You've got no proof?" "Yes, I have," Gerard said happily. "I've spoken to a friend of Bruno's, Edward Wilson, who saw him going to the railway station in Santa Fe on the day of Miriam's murder. A taxi driver in Metcalf who drove Bruno to the amusement park the very night Miriam Haynes died. And a man he tried to buy whiskey from near the amusement park, and another taxi driver who saw him too. And I've got bills of phone calls Bruno made to Metcalf." "But why did Bruno murder this woman?" Dowland said, laughing. "Because he met her husband on a train." Single quote. "No," Gerard said. "You don't see, do you? It was a plan. Bruno wanted Guy to kill his father. And he did." "Guy Haynes?" Dowland shouted. "Oh, this is..." Dot single quote. "Yes, Guy Haynes," Gerard said. "He didn't want to, but he had to after Bruno murdered his wife. Guy was frightened. It was all Bruno's idea. The perfect crime. There was no reason for Guy and Bruno to murder these two people. They thought the police could never find them this year." "What happens now?" Dowland asked. "I'm going on holiday," Gerard said. "I want to check some more details about Guy Haynes. I can wait a few weeks."